My name is David Smith. I'm the executive chef at Food & Friends, and this evening we have a caraway-scented cabbage with apples, finished off with haricot vert and red bliss potatoes. You start by sautéing pancetta, onions, and garlic, and just a touch of butter, and then you fold in the brown sugar and make a glaze, and then you deglaze the pan with an apple cider. Steam the cabbage, and about 10 minutes later, you add in the potatoes. About another 10 minutes, you add in the haricot verts, and then you finish it with fresh apple slices and a little red wine vinegar. It tastes fabulous. You'll just have to try it. It really is. It's one of our clients' favorite foods. When we do this at Food & Friends, we make it with smoked turkey bacon as opposed to the pancetta. But on Chef's Best, we get a splurge a little. Chef's Best got started by David Hagedorn. This is our fifth year, I believe. Don't quote me wrong on that. And the first two were at the West End Cafe, and then we had one at the Phillips Restaurant. For the last 2 years, the Hilton has been generous enough to allow us to use their ballroom. Last year, we had 1,200 people, and this year, we're looking for around 1,400. Each year, the event has almost doubled, but we're getting to the size where we're limited as far as amount of space. Chef's Best represents a very large portion of our budget. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. And last year, we netted a little over $220,000 out of this single event, which is basically about half of the amount of money that I spend on food every year to feed over 400 people with AIDS three meals a day. We have a volunteer list of over 1,200 volunteers. Of those, about 800 are active on a weekly schedule. We back that up with only 22 staff, so we're a very volunteer-driven organization. Without the volunteers, needless to say, what happens at Food & Friends every day, the miracles we provide would not be able to happen.